Back here on the Burn Indians Locker Room Chats, Mike Smith now joined by head coach of the boys squad, Trent Platt. Coach, your squad is now 10-8 on the season after two wins in your last two games, 61-50 over Washington County and a 49-48 win last night over Centralia. Looking at both of those wins, what do you feel maybe was the biggest key for your squad in those victories?
Well, we came into the game wanting to do a lot better on our defensive side of the ball, and I think we did. We held both teams down to a decent point total, and that gave us a chance with our high-scoring offenses to go out and win the game. And the boys just played beyond themselves, and I think we're getting to a level now that, you know, anything could happen for us.
I know coming out of the TVL tournament, your squad had a little tough stretch right there. Do you feel maybe these past two games has gotten your squad's confidence back up and has them executing where you want them to be at this point of the season?
Well, anytime you can go out and play two games back-to-back against Washington and Centralia and come out on top, that's bound to raise your confidence level and give you some give you an edge going into the next game, because you just believe that you can do anything, and I hope they keep that in mind every time they go out and play now.
You talked about the high-scoring offense you have with your squad. Is maybe the defense something you still want to shore up a little bit going into postseason play, or is it where you want it to be?
No, it's never going to be where I want it to be. You know, no coach is ever satisfied with offense or defense, but we're getting better. We're learning how to hold some down. We have some excellent individual defensive players, but we're learning how to play defense as a team, move forward and hold their scorers down, and that's the exciting part, to see the improvement heading to the end of the season.
Well, you've got a couple of tough tests in your next couple games to close out the regular season. Friday, you've got a game against Onega, and then Tuesday against Frankfort, both of them at home for you there. So you close out your season on a couple of home games for you. What's maybe the biggest thing that you want to see from your squad to continue the momentum in these past two games and then head into postseason?
Well, this has been a really tough, this is going to be a tough four-game stretch here. The big thing is we're going to emphasize defense, holding the other teams down and scoring, still attacking on offense. And the nice part about it is that we do have both of these games at home, and to give our fans an idea of what they can expect if they come out and support us at Substate. The boys really feed off of our fans and the people yelling and screaming for them, and the excitement, and that just gives them that much more energy to go out and do their best. And it's going to be an interesting Friday and Tuesday night, but I think we have it in us, and if we put everything together, we're going to be fine and carry it on into Substate.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next couple of games, and I'll chat with you next week.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
That was boys head coach Trent Platt right there, the Burn Indians Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Burn Seed and the State Bank of Burn.